W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Arrested Song by Irina Garafilli, narrated by Melina Theo. Author's note. Molyvos is the ancient name of a coastal Greek village situated on the northeastern Aegean island of Lesbos. Although its official Greek name is now Mithymna, the former name is still in demotic use. The island is separated from Turkey by the narrow Mytilene Strait and was part of the Ottoman Empire until 1912. In Greece, Lesbos is pronounced Lesvos and is often referred to as Mytilene after its capital. Arrested Song is set in the 20th century, during the most turbulent era of modern Greek history. Although the characters and plot are fictitious, the historic events on which the story is based have all been thoroughly documented. The listener may find it helpful to consult the historical highlights and glossary at the end of this audiobook. Prologue. There were cats everywhere, on faded cushions and fraying rugs, on chairs and shelves and chests and tabletops. Cats blinking and swishing their tails, cats curled up in sleep, cats energetically licking each other's fur. The moment she stepped into the hallway, the intense odour caught at Calliope's throat. Zenovia the fortune teller was getting old and increasingly eccentric, living alone with her ever-growing feline tribe. Her only son had died in the Balkan Wars. Her philandering husband had long since fled to Salonika. Calliope had been a child when all this had happened, but the villagers had immortalized the scandal in an amusing ditty echoing the national anthem. Whenever Zenovia's name was mentioned, someone was bound to recall the disgraced notary, though by the end of 1940, Moliviades were more interested in Zenovia's clairvoyant gifts than in her marital past. Months earlier, she had publicly predicted an imminent war that would take village men away from home to battle a new enemy. And this prophecy had come to pass. Calliope's husband, Kimon Alexiou, had been among those drafted back in October to fend off Mussolini's advancing army. Not long after, the distraught Zenovia came down with acute pneumonia and was still recovering around Christmas when Calliope was charged with delivering a plate of her mother's holiday cookies. It was a chilly December afternoon, with rain pelting the creaky Turkish shutters. Zenovia's house was one of the oldest and grandest in the village, but her kitchen was shockingly chaotic as
sample complete. Ready to continue?